grass-fed cattle trade ended up mostly steady last week. Beef demand remains key to wading through record production, but there are plenty of challenges. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of November. Negotiated cash-fed cattle sales were mainly steady last week on a live basis at $114 a hundredweight, but $112 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was $1 to $2 lower at $176 to $178. Except for the back half of live cattle, futures prices on Monday eked out minimal gains following pressure early in the session. Live cattle futures closed an average of 40 cents higher through the front five contracts and then unchanged to 35 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 38 cents higher amid extremely thin trade. Wholesale beef values were firm to higher on moderate to good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 48 cents higher Monday afternoon at $213.39 a hundredweight. Select was a dollar higher at $198.57. Calves and feeder cattle started the week on a mixed basis at weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, feeder steers were trading $1 to $4 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 7,500 head. Also in an early test, feeder heifers were selling a dollar higher, while steer and heifer calves were trading $5 to $7 higher. Likewise, steer and heifer calves weighing less than 450 pounds sold steady to firm at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, but steer and heifer calves weighing more than 500 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. There were 6,410 head on offer. Finally, at Sioux Falls Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steer and heifer calves sold with sharply higher undertones on Monday, but yearling steers sold $2 to $4 lower, and yearling heifers sold steady to $2 lower. There are 2,693 head on offer. Cash bids were lower for grains and soybeans Monday. Analysts with the Daily National Grain Market Summary noted that the 5.4 million bushels of corn and 38.8 million bushels of soybeans inspected for export last week could be viewed as bearish levels. Wheat bids were mostly 8 cents lower. Soybean bids were mostly 18.5 cents lower. Sorghum bids were 4.25 cents lower. Corn bids were mostly 3 cents lower, while corn futures closed mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Monday, with tech stocks leading the sell-off. Pressure also came from declining builder confidence, as measured by the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo Housing Market Index. That index was 8 points lower month-to-month in November, pressured by concerns about affordability, both home prices and interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 395 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 45 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 219 points. Beef markets this year have largely been a case of so far, so good, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Although he's cautiously optimistic about the markets in the coming year, he notes the risks to beef demand will be higher, and demand, of course, is what's enabled the industry to clear the market of increased production as successfully as it has. Although slowing, Peel explains beef production next year is forecast to be 1.5 to 2% higher at a record 27.5 billion pounds. That follows the estimated 3.3% increase this year to 27.0 billion pounds. Since the recent low in 2015, Peel says total beef production has increased 14.2% or 3.4 billion pounds. He emphasizes strong beef demand has supported prices and margins at all levels of the beef and cattle industries as beef production expanded, and will be critical as production pushes to new record levels. Among the challenges to beef demand, Peel cites, in no particular order, first, record poultry and pork production. Thus far, Peel says, beef has maintained good demand relative to pork and poultry, as indicated by the fact that beef retail prices are at near record ratios compared to retail pork and poultry prices. Likewise, Peel points out beef imports to the U.S. are about steady with last year, while U.S. beef exports are 13.3% higher. Next in the list of demand challenges are domestic and global economic conditions. Peel explains the U.S. economy has supported beef demand thus far, but recent stock market volatility highlights fragile macroeconomic conditions going forward. He adds that rising interest rates and growing budget deficits will add to inflationary pressures and contribute to a stronger dollar, which could add to export headwinds in the coming months. Finally, Peel points to trade issues overall, noting there is general agreement that trade disruptions will likely reduce U.S. and global macroeconomic growth in 2019. While the beef industry has avoided most of the direct tariff impacts thus far, Peel says indirect tariff impacts will continue to grow unless the trade situation is resolved very soon. He adds that tariff-driven price increases could push consumers to cheaper and abundant pork and poultry at the expense of beef demand. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 20th of November. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.